I'm sorry, you're right. Phil Steck is on Good Cause. I was mixing that up with Right to Counsel, which he's not on. But no, it's a big question of why is Phil Steck the only member in the Capital Region that supports it when Rensselaer is number one per renter. Rensselaer County is the number one county per eviction. Albany's number four. Schenectady's number five. Now it's like we have some of the most evictions here. Good Cause was passed here. And the people support it, so why can't our representatives? Do you really represent the people if you don't support what's in their best interest and what they know is in their best interest?
Now, whenever there's a landlord-tenant, debate in the state legislature, of course, the opponents always, trot out what they would consider the small landlords too burdensome. But what are the, key points that the landlords have been using to, oppose good cause eviction, and what are some of your responses to their concerns?
Well, yeah, so one thing is like, oh, I'm a small landlord. I need to increase the rent to keep up with inflation. Yes, that's probably true, but so do tenants. And within the text of Good Cause Eviction, it says if you can demonstrate the need to increase the rent beyond 5%, you legally can't. So they'll say, oh, it's rent control, but it's not rent control because rent control, or rent stabilization, ETPA, that number, the percent of an increase is set by the Rent Guidelines Board. Good cause doesn't imply anything like that. They say it takes away my right to evict a bad tenant. It doesn't. If a tenant's behind on rent, you can evict them for non-payment. If they're a nuisance tenant, you can evict them for being a nuisance. So I would honestly say a lot of the issues that they bring up are just red herrings to distract you and make you go on and on about how it's not that, it's not this. But at the end of the day, it's a very simple protection that just allows people to age in place and families to remain in the same school district that they want to.
Now, I believe the state attorney general has some role in housing issues. Has the attorney general weighed in on whether or not she thinks good cause eviction is a good policy for New York State?
My understanding within the coalitions that we're in is that she's implied support, but has never come out publicly to support it. And people have talked about, well, maybe we need to put pressure on her to tell the governor that this would be a really good policy. And I do believe that she supports it. I don't think that she's willing to come out in support of it, largely because she probably doesn't see that as something that her role desires or necessitates, and probably brings more harm to her than appreciation just because of how many right-wing trolls there are online and in the world, unfortunately.
So we have about a minute left, so let's do a two-part question. Just sort of curious, has the Times Union, other local papers weighed in on this issue? And if people want more information about this issue, if they want to weigh in with their elected officials, how best can they do that at this point?
Yeah, so the Times Union has come out in support of Good Cause Eviction, which is much appreciated from the many tenant readers. Daily Gazette, not so much unless I miss something, but generally, I would say our press is supportive and aligned with tenants. If people are interested in getting involved in either of these policy campaigns or tenants' rights advocacy, call United Tenants of Albany. Call me. My number is 518-436-8997, extension 104. Email is my first name, Canyon at unitedtenantsalbany.org. And we love the support and appreciate any participation.
Thank you very much, Kenyon Ryan, United Tenants of Albany. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit mohican.com.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up and didn't know where he was.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Agra, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Georgia, and I'm from beyond.
I'm Claire. I'm 8. And guess what? I'm from Athens.
My name is Fatia. I'm 9 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson. And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we ham. Book is
things. That's what we'll do today. I'm excited
just like
to
always.
See you all. That's okay.
I'm excited to see you all.
We just had a fun weekend with the Hudson Children's Book Festival. I know yes. Everyone on this radio show went there. I missed seeing Georgia. It was so sad.
I know. I stayed an extra few minutes, and apparently I just like barely missed you.
Yeah, when I came in, my coworker told me that Tracy told me that you had been there asking where it was.
Well, I was there.
Yes, I saw Claire and I saw Fatia too.
I went on the earlier side. It was so fun. Wait, and I got to meet so many new I got to meet so many new authors. I got to buy so many books, and it was such a great experience.
Yeah. Did you see a boy with short brown hair?
I saw a lot of boys with short brown hair.
Okay.
Was there a friend of yours there?
Yeah, but on the earlier side. I didn't get to see them.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I saw someone who I used to be friends with in like second and third grade and a little bit of fourth grade until we sort of split. And I saw her, and either she didn't hear me or she was trying to look cool to her friend that she's with or something, but she didn't respond. And honestly, I was fine with that because I wouldn't know what I'd want to say to her. But yeah, it was interesting. I definitely recognized some of the people there.
Were there any activities or authors and illustrators that you all were most excited to see?
I was particularly excited for Kayla Miller. I got to see Kayla Miller. It was great. But my actual favorite author interactions were probably my favorite was the really, really nice woman who wrote Sylvie, named Sophie Kantorowicz. I think I'm saying that right. And I hadn't read the book yet when I met her, and she's just like so warm. She's just got such a warm personality that is just very easy to talk to her. And same with Bridget Young, who I'm reading her book right now, Bright, and that's the one I'm gonna share today. I love her book. She was so nice. And yeah,
how about you, Claire?
I liked the there was some candy at a few of the stands, so I got to eat some candy. And I got a fortune teller.
Ooh, fortune teller?
Actually, no, it was a fortune cookie.
Oh, a fortune cookie.
And I got the paper out, and I read the paper, and then I ate the cookie.
As one does, yeah.
The cookie actually tastes surprisingly really good.
Yeah, they always seem like they shouldn't taste that good, but they do somehow. Yeah. Magic little dry cookies.
I know. I don't, my parents don't like fortune cookies, but I don't get it. They're like, you want to hate them, but they're so good. I kind of want to hate them because they're actually American. Like, they're advertised as Chinese, but most people in China have even like tried one. So,
with the American? Like,
yeah, they're actually served with Chinese food in the US and they're advertised as Chinese, but actually they're American.
Are they Chinese American? That's the question.
I don't know. Most people in China, though, haven't tried one, let alone heard of one. So
yeah, I guess I'm wondering if like Chinese American individuals developed and made them popular.
Maybe.
So they might not be Chinese, but maybe they're Chinese American. I don't know. I'd have to do some research. Maybe.
It's a mystery. The history of the mystery of the fortune cookies.
But back to the book fest. I'm wondering, Fatia, what were your favorite activities or author illustrator interactions?
My favorite activities was the book making, and I saw you while I was doing the book making, and my sister also made one, and my brother did too.
Oh, the bookmark making.
Yeah. I loved it. And
you all made some nice bookmarks.
And also, my favorite book is, and I got to meet her, and I got to talk and see the, I don't know how to pronounce her name well, but I know her first name, not her last name.
What's her first name?
Her first name is Nancy.
Try to think who were the Nancys there. I might have to look up the list of authors. I bet we could figure out which Nancy was. Oh, was it Nancy Castaldo? She does a lot of books about nature and animals and nonfiction books. That might be her. I'm not sure. That's cool. I enjoyed seeing all the authors as well and seeing lots of people out. I saw so many friends, some of whom I haven't seen in a long time. And it was really great to finally meet Claire in person and see Fatia and her family. And I was sad to miss Georgia, but really glad to know you were there and got to meet some authors, get some books. But yeah, I can't pick a favorite author interaction because they were all so nice, but always great to see people and check out their books. So excited. The Book Fest is back. Look forward to the 2024 Book Fest now. First Saturday in May. Save the date. Every year. Unless there's a global pandemic. But anyway, let's talk about some books. So Claire, you had a book you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, King of the Birds. And it's all about, and it's a fiction and nonfiction at the same time. Because it's like a story about this little bird meeting a big crow. And this crow thinks that he's the king of the birds. And he's a really braggy crow. And it says real facts about crows.
Yeah, I've read that book. And it's really cool. And it's part of a series called Arlo and Pips, who are the characters. So there's a crow and a little bird. Like a little yellow bird. I'm not sure if they say what kind of bird the little one is.
No, they don't.
But that author, Elise Gravel, she does a lot of books that are humorous, and often they're fiction that mixes in little fun facts like that. And it's like a fun way to learn little things while enjoying a story. Crows are pretty smart. They're pretty cool. Do you remember any facts that you learned? Crows? Oh, yeah, yeah. There we go.
I remember a few. Guess what? Crows can count up to 6.
Very cool.
And they can, like, pry open things. Like, they, like, for example, this crow found, like, a seashell. And they also found a fork. And with the fork, they got open the seashell. And in the seashell, it was, like, an oyster. So inside, there was some delicious food. And they're, like...
Slurp. pretty cool. So you got that from the free book table at the book fest?
Mm-hmm.
How did you pick out which book you wanted?
Well, I got one book that costed money and two and a bunch of books for on the free table.
What was the one that you purchased?
From the book Kaylee fest? Miller one.
Really? Which one?
Camp.
I purchased that one too. That's my favorite. Camp is so good. It's the best one, in my opinion.
I should read that too. I haven't read that one mm-hmm. yet. I just read the first one, Click.
Oh, honestly, I think Click is the least good one. I mean, not that it's bad. It's still good, but I think the other ones are a bit better. And also, the Besties series that's sort of connected to that, like the spinoff, mm-hmm. so good. It's actually, like, dare I say, just as good, maybe even, in my opinion, the tiniest bit better than the Click series, in my opinion. I think they're about equal. Depends on the book.
That's cool.
My New York Times best-selling author, Kayla Miller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be fun. So that's a graphic novel series.
What was it like to meet Kayla Miller? What did you think of her?
I liked her hair.
Her hair is cool, isn't it? I saw the author photo in the book and I was like, oh, I want that pink hair. It's got the coolest hair. I love the haircut. Love the hairstyle. It's very cool.
They do have very cool hair.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nice they drew a little picture in your book.
No, it's not a picture. It's a stamp.
Oh, it's a stamp. Yes, I was going to say, that's a pretty elaborate drawing.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. Well, Sylvie actually did that for me. Sylvie drew the whole character. So it is really fun to just sit. It is very relaxing to just sit and watch.
Wait.
Like, watch her draw.
Can I see the cover of the book?
This is Clash. This is the newest.
From the Click series.
What is it about?
Well, a new girl named Natasha comes in, and she and Olive kind of, how do I say this, clash a bit. They have the same friends, but they're kind of like competing over them a little bit. So it just follows, the book follows them like kind of figuring out how to manage one person not being the whole center of attention.
Sounds interesting.
Very good.
So which book did you want to talk about today?
Me?
Yes, okay. Georgia.
So I am going to talk about Bright by Bridget Young. And I loved meeting Bridget Young. She was so nice. Bridget Young is just so cool. And I read in her bio that she actually teaches creative writing courses for youth, which is really cool. And she asked me about my writing, and she's just so nice. And the book is so good. I'll read the description. Marion Bloom has always known she's not smart. After years of trying and trying at school, Marianne has mastered the art of getting on by luck, deflection, and her winning personality. That is, until she lands in Mr. Garcia's class. Suddenly, she's at risk of flunking math, repeating the eighth grade, and being left behind by her best friend, Skyla. To receive much-needed extra credit and get into high school, Marianne makes the desperate decision to join her school's Quiz Quest team, only to find out they have problems of their own and that they need to win the state championship for her to get the credit. Now Marianne will need to believe she can succeed, like truly believe it, for the first time in her life, while also helping her teammates pull it together. Can Marianne learn to be smart? What does it mean to be bright anyways? And will she be left in eighth grade forever? And so that was Bright by Bridget Young. Totally would recommend. I would say it's appropriate for all ages.
Even babies?
Yeah, I could read to my 3-year-old.
Actually, you can read anything to babies. They don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, you could
read a murder mystery. They're like...
No offense to babies, but...
Oh, yeah. Murder mystery. I think, honestly, younger kids... I mean, there's nothing inappropriate, but I don't think they'd enjoy it. I think it'd be more to the, like, interest. It's appropriate for all ages, but I think it'd be more interesting for ages, like, probably 9 or 10 and up, 8 and up, and I could see like anyone being interested. I think middle, it's a middle grade novel, but I think young adults could enjoy it too. So yeah, it's really good.
I haven't read Bridget Young's books, but they all sound very good.
I also purchased another book by her called The Prettiest, mm-hmm. and I'm excited to read that one.
Sounds good. Vatia, did you have a book you wanted to share today?
But it's called Samantha Hansen Has Rocks in Her Head, and it's basically about that she likes rocks, and her mom and her dad and her sister, like, that's her about it.
Is this one like that you wrote or one that you're reading?
One that I'm reading.
Oh, cool. Is it a picture book or a graphic novel or a chapter book?
Chapter book. And I'm on chapter 4. It's My Sister's Fault. I tuck my rocks in for the night by covering each one with its matching piece of felt. I kiss them, close the lid of the egg carton, and find a comfy place for them on my stuffed animal shelf. I arrange my fluffy friends around the collection. Now they'll have something fun to look at while I'm sleeping. Sandy, my lobster, Bob the beetle, and Wally, my huge walrus, all love rocks and rocky places. I'm sure Ace, you're coming with me. I tell my favorite penguin I can't sleep without Ace by my side. I like to read before I go to bed, but I done so much reading on the computer today that my brain feels foggy. So for quiet time tonight, I decide to work on notes for the Grand Canyon trip. My brain is too foggy for making notes. Writing down notes help me unjumble the thoughts in my head. And I have lots of thoughts wandering around in there about our trip. I sit in bed and prop up my pillow, but not before I reach under it to get my green spiral notebook. Most fourth grade girls keep diaries under their pillows. I don't need a diary because I don't have anything to write about boys, especially about boys in my class. But I do have lots of important scientific things I want to remember, like the names of the driveway rocks I found this week and other stuff on the first page I have, the planets and their moons.
Cool. We can't read the whole chapter, but that sounds like a really good book.
Yeah.
So far that you read that little bit of that chapter. Mm-hmm. I looked up the author's name, although I'm not sure how to pronounce it. It's Nancy Viau. It's Viau. I have to do my research to know how to pronounce that. Do you know how I often find out, aside from asking them if I see them? Sometimes, especially for kids' books, sometimes if you find the author's webpage, sometimes if their name is a little tricky, they'll have a thing where it says how to pronounce it. That's one trick. The other is to find an interview with them online and see how they introduce themselves. But if they're being introduced, it's not necessarily right, because people introduce me wrong all the time because my name is hard. But yeah, so that's Nancy Viau's or something like that. Samantha Hansen Has Rocks in Her Head. That looks pretty cool. And she was at the book fest. That's cool. Did she sign your book for you?
Yeah.
Nice. So you're enjoying the book so far?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it. Well, not almost, but I'm almost done with the chapter because there's more than 100 pages.
Yeah, it's probably long, okay.
I'll say about around 300, maybe. I mean, not 300, 200. The other book I got was 300 pages. 300 something pages. It was, like, very long.
Wow, that's pretty exciting. So I have a book that I picked up at the book festival as well, which I've actually already read before. And this is a bit of a spoiler. I was going to surprise my niece, but if she listens to this radio show, she will know that I bought a copy of this book for her and for my mom, because my mom, my niece, and I are in an online book club together where we read together on Zoom. And I thought that they would both like this one. And I read it a number of years ago. I guess it came out in Although this just says it came out in 2020, although maybe that's the date for the paperback. But I read it when it first came out, so a little bit ago. And it's a really great book. It is called The Bridge Home. It's by Padma Venkatraman, who I met for the first time at the book festival, and she was very nice. I really enjoyed talking with her. And I'll read the description for this book because it's been a while since I read it, but I really loved it when I first read it. And so I was trying to decide between this book and one of her newer books. And the newer book has a character from this book as an adult in the second book or in the other book. So it's a different story, but there's one character overlap in a very different time period in their life. And so I was trying to decide between getting a book for them to read together that I had already read or getting the new one. And I decided to start with this first one. And if we like it, or if they like it, we can read the second one together too. But yeah, so this is The Bridge Home by Padma Venkatraman. And here's the description. Four determined homeless children make a life for themselves in Padma Venkatraman's stirring middle grade debut. Life is harsh on the teeming streets of Chennai, India. So when runaway sisters Viji and Ruku arrive, their prospects look grim. Very quickly, 11-year-old Viji discovers how vulnerable they are in this uncaring, dangerous world. Fortunately, the girls find shelter and friendship on an abandoned bridge that's also the hideout of Muti and Arul, two homeless boys. And the four of them soon form a family of sorts. And while making their living scavenging the city's trash heaps is the pits, the kids find plenty to take pride in, too. After all, they are now the bosses of themselves and no longer dependent on untrustworthy adults. But when illness strikes, Viji must decide whether to risk seeking help from strangers or to keep holding on to their fragile, hard-fought freedom. And that one's a middle grade novel chapter book.
Yeah, sounds amazing. Beautiful book.
Yeah, I remember really enjoying it back in the day.
What's it called again?
It's called The Bridge Home.
Wow. I'm going to break out my to-read list.
Yay. And this description mentioned that this was her middle grade debut. So the other book that I was looking at as a potential book to purchase from her is also a middle grade novel. And then she has at least two other books. I think they're both, at least one of them is a young adult book, but I think they both are. But there's two other young adult books. So this was her first middle grade novel. But one of her previous books, which I had also read, was a novel in verse about a dancer that was very good that I also read a long time ago. So definitely worth checking out if you haven't yet. But yeah, before we say goodbye for the day, was there anything else anyone wanted to share?
Yes. So I just want to tell everyone that they need to read. And so, yeah. Be sure to read lots because, I mean, that's life. Life is not life without books. And also, get out and vote if you can, if you're old enough. But yeah. If you can, please get out and vote. Your vote counts.
Yeah, we have a school budget vote is coming up here. And what else do we have? And then there's
the presidential election.
There's a primary in June. And then there's
an election. Yes, so be sure to get out and vote. Get out and vote.
Excellent. Read and vote. And drink lots of water. Stay hydrated.
Oh, yes. Stay hydrated, read, and vote.
And eat vegetables.
Yes, we should say that every meeting. Stay hydrated, eat vegetables. Okay, now you sound like...
And don't forget to stretch.
Okay.
So many things.
Yes, but we'll keep it at the headline. Be sure to read and be sure to vote. Vote and read. Woohoo! Well, we hope you have a great week with lots of quality reading time. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books.
In the meantime,
happy reading!
Happy reading!
Bye!